1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Justin Finch. Ohio voters rejecting a Republican-led measure that would have made it harder to change the state's constitution. It matters because this fall there's a vote on codifying abortion rights in that constitution. The first Republican debate of the 2024 presidential race will be held in 2 weeks. Among those taking part, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis has hired a new campaign manager, 35-year-old James Utmeyer, who has worked with him in the governor's office but has never run a campaign. It's DeSantis' third staff shakeup in a month.
ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Burning today, wildfires on the island of Maui. Mayor Richard Bisson saying strong winds are a big problem.
We've been having to fight this on the ground, I'm sure like the rest of the state has had to do, and that's posed a lot of challenges.
Evacuations were ordered around Austin, Texas in an overnight wildfire. This is ABC News. Rapper Tory Lanez getting a decade behind bars for shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion. His lawyer, Jose Baez.
It's incredibly unfortunate. And it's something that we plan on appealing.
Lanez convicted late last year on felony assault charges. And what started as a potential traffic stop turned into a New Mexico State Police officer helping deliver a baby. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
It all started with the mom going into labor and the dad speeding to the hospital. State Police Officer Ismael Perez tries to pull him over just as he turns into the hospital.
Open the door, I see a newborn baby on the seat.
The umbilical cord was compressed and the baby wasn't breathing. Officer Perez begins patting the baby's back, trying to clear his throat.
There we go, Mico, there we go.
It was definitely a beautiful moment and I'm happy to be a part of it.
All in a day's work for the father of three.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants to train 10,000 people to be state-certified caregivers through a free online course. The program was developed with help from UW Green Bay. The program also gives people a chance to connect with employers who are hiring. Workers who complete the program and get a job can earn up to $500 in hiring and retention bonuses. Green Bay police now have more Narcan to help people with opioid overdoses. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call was in Green Bay yesterday. Narcan can quickly restore normal breathing to a person if their breathing is stopped or slowed because of an opioid overdose. Money to pay for it comes from the millions Wisconsin is getting from lawsuits against drug companies. More than 31,000 doses of Narcan have been distributed across Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Craig, we're just going to have to bypass you and we're going to play Elton John the rest of the day. I'm sure you wouldn't mind.
That was nice bumper music, Earl. I have no objection.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Earl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Here, let's get right at it. So, the criminals, the four liberal-leaning criminals at the state Supreme Court, as they've been denoted by conservative talk show hosts, what are your thoughts?
It's just amazing how law and order has been turned on its head by this MAGA Republican Party, because they have no inhibitions whatsoever. And Trump started this, really, with just calling people criminals, saying they should be locked up, lock her up, lock him up, etc. And you just got to wonder, it's such a cynicism. Everyone who we disagree with is a criminal. Think about that. I mean, isn't that the basis of authoritarianism? That essentially laws, the whole power of government and the state is designed just to support one group of people, one perspective and not others. I mean, the whole basis of this country. And I mean, I feel like I'm talking like just basic elementary school civics class, but it has to be restated now, is that we learn to live within diversity and pluralism and to govern with people we disagree with and find a way to get to a consensus opinion that is in the public interest. And they've just jettisoned that. And the toxic stuff you hear on right-wing radio and on Fox News every night, this is the voice of authoritarianism. And itself, one of the underlying causes of the threat to democracy we're facing.
You know, Dr. Craig, I said the other day, we've had to, for 15 years, suck it up where Republicans have had control over the state Supreme Court and pushed everything. And yet we didn't do the name calling. You know, we didn't refer to Supreme Court justices, women with children, as witches, right? They have no shame. And so what they did was lost. And they can't seem to accept the loss, Dr. Craig. We see it from Donald Trump on down the line. And they're willing to do anything. They don't care whether there's democracy or not. It's childish in a way, but it is more sinister and more dangerous than anything, Dr. Craig, that we can worry about outside of our nation. This damage that is going on internally in this nation, is going to take, I think, Dr. Craig, a decade or more, decades to correct this behavior.
If we even survive it, we have to turn it around first and prevent it from ending the mechanisms of democracy in this country and us becoming more and more an autocracy, which is the threat of the 2024 election, because the coup plot is ongoing. It was not a temporary thing. It is ongoing, and former President Trump's candidacy is an attempt to complete the coup, because his first stage will be to absolve himself of all criminal responsibility for his own actions. You had Alberto Gonzalez, of all people, the former attorney general under George W. Bush, who was behind, has blood on his hands as far as torture, right, come out and attack this whole position in an op-ed today, I think it was in the Washington Post, Earl, in which he said that it is not true that the criminal justice system is biased against conservatives, and saying so and actually having a candidate whose support increases every time they're indicted, that is a terrible thing for our country. And this is coming from Alberto Gonzalez, of all people, not someone I ever would have identified as a major defender of freedom and democracy, quite the contrary. And you saw this week, Earl, last night, that in Ohio, the latest attempt to destroy democracy and to have minority rule by Republicans there, to right ahead of a big referendum in the fall on abortion rights, to change the rules and increase the threshold, right? And to do it in a low turnout August election where they hope they could sneak it through and those people who turned out would be more disproportionately Republican, it lost, just like they lost in Kansas, a deep red state. And so they continue to try to impose their ideology regardless of where most people are, and to use undemocratic mechanisms to do so and to instill minority rule. And this is all part of that, right? If you're going to brand the Supreme Court, the new majority, criminals, then what is the recourse? They should be jailed, and they shouldn't be in the Supreme Court, and we should dominate it no matter what, no matter what elections decide, right? Isn't that the position, Earl?
You know, Dr. Craig, it absolutely is. And none of them, when you ask them, okay, if they broke the law, name the law that they broke. If anything they did was against the law, then where is that at? Where is that written? And Dr. Craig, there's nowhere they can point to, right? They can't say that this, what they've done, they've taken away the power of Justice Ziegler. Okay, so where is that illegal with what they did? They're a majority. Certainly as long as the Republicans on the state level have been in the majority at the Supreme Court level, Dr. Craig, and even federally at the Supreme Court, what have they done? They've exercised their power. So what are we, they're afraid, Dr. Craig, that what's going to happen is what should happen, and that many of those things that the conservative Supreme Court did in this state to put Wisconsin in the dungeon as far as, you know, backwards way of thinking and governing and a laughing stock around most other states in the dark ages, they're going to undo some of those things, Dr. Craig, and rightfully so. That's why they were. That's why Janet Justice Protasiewicz was elected. Yes, they're going to undo some of those things. That's what we wanted. Is it fair to say that?
Look, they lost resoundingly. It was embarrassing.
12%.
Their positions were repudiated, right? Their position on having an 1849 abortion ban where women couldn't vote and where medical science was in its infancy, and therefore it is not well-written even for an abortion ban, that's on the book still. The way they had the power grab to rig the map so only they could win. Do you know that Tony Evers, while getting almost 52% of the vote in the last election, lost 63 of 99 assembly districts? That is why they have a majority. And when they took over full control of both houses of legislature and the governorship, when they lost the governorship ahead of time, they stole the Governor Evers's power after he'd been elected.
Right.
So they maximized power, as you're saying, and it's becoming almost cliche, because it's true. They tend to exercise projection where they accuse us of doing what they do, and usually they take something much less extreme, like the what usually happens when you have a new majority. It may put its folks in charge, like the person who administers the court's going to be appointed by the majority, not the minority. Then they go crazy and claim that somehow it's unconstitutional.
That's the way
I don't
that
want to
works,
misname
Dr.
the legislator, but a leading legislator said it was unconstitutional. Where is that position in the Constitution, and where do they have a constitutional right to hold that position, regardless of who is in charge of the Supreme Court, who has been elected to administer our court system and be our top judges?
So, Dr. Craig, you and I know it doesn't exist anywhere, but they rally their troops with this untruth that they're able to continue to spew every day. And many of the people who support them don't know the truth. And so, you know, they've got sheep that they're leading. And if you challenge them with truth, they're going to push back like a 3-year-old child. You know, I mean, I want it, and I want it right now. But Dr. Craig, this is dangerous. It's dangerous sledding.
Yeah.
And people need, and you know, I'm not coming on here advocating daily, Dr. Craig, that, you know, that people should figure out another way or there should be any violence. But this is a dangerous, dangerous slippery slope that we're on. And the other side doesn't appear to be, Dr. Craig, looking to get off of it. It's like, as long as Donald Trump is around, he's going to put his foot on the accelerator. Got to go to a break. 844-967-TOM. I see you. 2789. It's Wednesday. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. We'll be right back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon. Daytime highs approaching 85. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 61. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 81. Mid-70s, Friday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 70s, mainly sunny skies and calm. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Elton John Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2780. Or is it the Dr. Craig Show? Or is it the Tom from LA Show? Oh, whatever. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tom from LA. Tom?
Yeah, first I just want to say that the Republicans in power are the Antichrist. So I just want to get that off my chest. And I'll probably keep saying that each day because that's what they are. Dr. Craig, I have a question for you. Why is it that on our side of the aisle, we don't basically even talk about the greatest president that we ever had in Franklin Delano Roosevelt and talk about the promises that he made but couldn't because he passed away. But why are we not talking in terms of we are here as FDR Democrats to finish the work that he started? I don't understand. I mean, we call ourselves progressives, but to me, that's an FDR Democrat. Now, I don't really agree with some of the stuff FDR did on the world stage, but as a domestic policies, which is what I care about because I pay my taxes and I want the money to come back to me, why is it that, you know, you don't have politicians just saying, hey, I'm an FDR Democrat. Can you explain that to me? Because honestly, it'd be a good story also. Like if Joe Biden was up there giving a speech and told a story and said, you know what, there was once this guy named FDR who actually gave us Social Security.
All right, Tom, we got you. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Yeah, I think
I think he's right. Tom is right that there's a lot to learn from FDR. I mean, he was a man of his time. So both on his domestic and foreign policy, there were things we would disagree with as progressives. I agree with Tom that modern progressives are descendants of New Dealers, right? Particularly later New Dealers that became even closer to socially democratic. It's partly because the generation that experienced FDR is demographically passing from the scene, right? So it's not collective memory. There has been a renaissance with FDR. A man named David Reamer, who you may know, Earl,
absolutely,
who's a really good guy, policy entrepreneur, wrote a book about a year or two about how FDR provides the model. It's a good book, so I recommend it. It's interesting, he hasn't been repeating it, but Joe Biden actually was greatly influenced by FDR, and that's why he took a much more progressive policy agenda and sought common ground with Bernie Sanders. In fact, he, after he clinched the primaries in 2020, told his advisors to go find him New Deal scale proposals. And two of them texted back and forth to each other, did that really happen? In other words, they'd never expected that of the person they were working for. So I think there's been a shift. And I hope in this campaign, I think Tom's right that Joe Biden leans into that more. Because really the decline of equality and opportunity in this country is the shift away from the New Deal and then the Great Society, which was following in FDR's footsteps in the 60s, and to this what's called neoliberal approach that gives all the power to corporations. And that has led to the largest inequality we've had in American history, worse than the infamous Gilded Age.
You know, Dr. Craig, can you explain to me how people who claim to be against crime and people who constantly support this push against crime all over the nation and make it a top plank in their platforms turn a blind eye to a former president who makes threats to a judge? And yet that's, you know, okay, that's acceptable. Well, he has a freedom of speech. Well, he's making threats to United States judges, federal judges, Dr. Craig, for heaven's sakes. And instead of Republicans saying we disagree with that, they amp him up to continue to say it. You can respond on the other side. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We're going to hear more of Elton John.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Ohio voters rejecting a Republican-led measure that would have made it harder to change the state's constitution. It matters because this fall there's a vote on codifying abortion rights in that constitution. The first Republican debate of the 2024 presidential race will be held in 2 weeks. Among those taking part, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis has hired a new campaign manager, 35-year-old James Utmeyer, who has worked with him in the governor's office but has never run a campaign. It's DeSantis' third staff shakeup in a month.
ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Burning today, wildfires on the island of Maui. Mayor Richard Bisson saying strong winds are a big problem.
We've been having to fight this on the ground. I'm sure like the rest of the state has had to do. And that's posed a lot of challenges.
Evacuations were ordered around Austin, Texas in an overnight wildfire.
Your home this for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A charity that serves immigrants and refugees in Northeast Wisconsin is in its new location. Community Services Agency is better known to many as COMSA. It started out in Trinity Lutheran Church in Green Bay in 2017, but it needed a more suitable space. Now they're in the BMO Harris Bank on South Military Avenue. COMSA leaders say it lets staff and clients work more closely. It's also more accessible to COMSA clients. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants to train 10,000 people to be state-certified caregivers through a free online course. The program was developed with help from UW Green Bay. The program also gives people a chance to connect with employers who are hiring. Workers who complete the program and get a job can earn up to $500 in hiring and retention bonuses. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Want even more? civicmedia.us.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Sorry I'm indulging in you know, my love affair with Elton John, and all of you have to suffer. I don't think you're suffering. I think it's great. Anyway, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Dr. Craig, can you explain how it's acceptable to a large segment of this population who claims to be for law and order, and yet we've got a guy in Donald Trump who doesn't believe in law or order, and he is running away with the nomination for the Republican candidacy for the president of the United States? How do you explain that?
Well, I think I would dig even deeper, Earl, because you're right about the fundamental contradiction. The party says it's concerned about crime, and its solution is tough on crime, and there's no limit. No matter how tough we get, they want tougher, right?
Right.
They claim there's a crisis at the border, right?
Yes.
No matter how draconian we get, we should get more draconian according to them. These are political positions to win elections. They don't actually have serious policy. The legislature here doesn't even try to fund the police state that they run on, right? In fact, tried to give it all, most of it away in tax cuts. Tony Evers did stop them on that to his great credit. On immigration, they don't want to solve the immigration crisis. The crisis is to their advantage. They're disappointed, their strategists, that the crime spike was clearly caused by the pandemic, has been going down and in most major cities, because now they can't use it to elect the likes of Ron Johnson this next cycle, unless it goes up again. They're hoping for bad news. They hope that there's chaos at the border for politics, but they don't actually want to solve the problems. The perception of the problems is what drives their drive to power. The other way to view it, of course, is that they think it's a crime to disagree with them. And frankly, that is a definition of authoritarian mindset.
You know, Dr. Craig, I just at times think that they have nothing else in the tool shed, right? I mean, what they're praying for once again is the gas prices, the oil prices stay high, and that a recession will be in order by 2024.
Oh, yeah. Stock market crash, you name it.
Yeah, but as you stated, their policies, they're bereft of those. They don't have any.
This goes back. I mean, the former minority leader in the House in the late 80s and early 90s, Bob Michael from Illinois, who was a moderate, when he left, he said the new crop coming in, the new Gingrich crowd, that they weren't interested in governing. They just wanted to break things. And that's gotten worse. And you have a lot of people who are at least never Trumpers, if not leaving the Republican Party. I'm talking about people who are on TV or are publicly known, who are saying this party isn't interested in governing at all. And people are saying that about this House of Representatives, which is a very tiny right-wing majority, that they want to do something like the absurd impeachment of President Biden, which will discredit all future impeachments. I mean, it is unbelievable. The impeachment of Bill Clinton was marginal. That was done by the Gingrich Republicans, i.e., Bill Clinton did an immoral thing, but he did not do anything in terms of the conduct of his office, right? It's not a high crime and misdemeanor as understood by the meaning of it in the 18th century when the people who wrote the Constitution put that language in. But with Biden, they don't even have a connection to President Biden. They have some smoke about his son. I mean, they would have impeached Jimmy Carter for Billy Carter, right? And his misdealings.
Dr. Craig, you would invoke Billy Carter, but you've been around a while.
But and remember Billy Beer?
Yeah,
I wrote my master's thesis on Jimmy Carter when I was at University of Georgia on his human rights policy. So yeah, I had a period where I was understanding Carter and his whole administration very well.
It's why I love having you on so much. Let's go to CJ. Hey CJ, you say what?
Thank you for taking my call, Earl and Dr. Craig. You know, as I listen to you every day and you discuss these issues with Donald Trump, you conveniently avoid the news of the day, like 13 soldiers that died in Afghanistan.
Where is that the news of the day? CJ, where is that? That's the news of the day. And maybe in conservative newspapers, I'm looking at the Washington Post and New York Times. I'm looking at other major periodicals, and that's not the news of the day there. Okay, so and I look at a lot of information. So let's clarify that first.
Okay, who's Devin Archer? Who's Devin Archer?
I don't know. I don't know. And don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's the one that pointed to this president. You're worried about the past president because you don't want to focus on this disaster.
Hey, CJ. I look at a lot of information, a lot of different news periodicals, you know, every morning. And I can tell you that on the front pages of all of them, Donald Trump, Democrat or Republican, there's 5-6 stories to Donald Trump for every one story about anything else. Okay, so that's Donald Trump is doing what he does, sucking up all the oxygen. And then when we talk about it, there's an issue.
But you didn't discuss the 13 soldiers' parents that are mad at this president. Yeah, you look.
I don't see that on the front page of the newspaper. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
With Hunter Biden, they released the notes of that testimony. He didn't back up the story. He said he had no knowledge whatsoever of a connection between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden on these dealings. And he said, yeah, Hunter Biden did take advantage of the Biden brand, i.e. he's a Biden. But so did Billy Carter with Jimmy Carter. No one even talked about impeaching Jimmy Carter. And so it's amazing. The right-wing media keeps up this story that Devin Archer is proving something incriminating, even when he doesn't in front of their whole committee. And then I don't know about the 6 soldiers. I can look into it. I can say an awful lot of soldiers died in the Afghan and Iraq wars started by a Republican president. Do we automatically say every time any soldiers die, that's the president's fault? It's a scandal? That's not the way these things go. Once you're in a war, that's why we should avoid them. People are going to perish, not only our soldiers, but a lot of civilians in the countries involved. And then Biden didn't start that war. He was trying to get out of a Republican war. But I don't even know. It's not it's not being covered by NPR, Washington Post, New York Times.
No, it's
but
not.
But now CJ's brought it up. I will do a web search and see. Well, it's probably what right-wing media is saying.
That's
about
exactly
it.
That,
now,
Dr.
Unfortunately,
Craig.
They're not truth tellers right now. So they're just going to spin everything to the disadvantage of their opponents, period, reliably.
That is exactly what it is he's talking about. He's talking about the 13 soldiers that were killed during the leaving of Afghanistan and their gold, what do you call them? Gold, the parents, they call them something, there's a title.
Gold Star.
Gold Star families.
Gold Star, I think.
And some of them are saying that Joe Biden hasn't said anything about their children dying. And so they're up in arms and they've had these conversations on Republican outlets. And somehow CJ seems to think that those Republican outlets are all the major news outlets and they're not. And so, no, CJ, it's not a major story. It is in that echo chamber of conservatism. But go ahead.
You're talking to
CJ?
To the fact, you can't even point to the fact that this president, Commander Cut and Run, caused this. We watched it on TV. It was a disaster. He's a disaster.
Hey, CJ.
And you don't cover it.
No, CJ, where is that? CJ, where is that? Dr. Craig told you the outlets that he's been looking at. I told you the outlets that I'm looking at. And that's nowhere to be seen. So Donald Trump is everywhere. He's the main news line right now. And so you're not going to change the subject and talk about something that none of us and nobody else is looking at. But and so we don't need to talk about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the likely nominee for the Republican Party. And he's Dr. Craig, is it safe to say he's facing some really difficult times?
Well, it seems to be improving his odds in the primary. He joked, my goodness, that one more indictment and he'll be
guaranteed to be the president again.
Scary. Yeah. But it's actually harming him in a general election. So the Republican Party, just like on abortion, where they can't stop themselves, is going to not stop themselves and perhaps cause a landslide against themselves in a general election at this rate. But I would just say that the withdrawal from Afghanistan, CJ, look, there's definitely been objective critical reports of how the Biden administration handled the withdrawal. This is as close to bipartisan as it could be because Trump was trying to withdraw. So I don't know. CJ says it's cut and run. Trump was planning this. And part of what Biden did is he followed through on a lot of Trump's plans that were not really thought through and hadn't given enough time for the process. And so in many ways, the Afghanistan withdrawal was a joint agreement, but a rare one between Trump and Biden. And the withdrawal went poorly. But here's the problem. Here's what we're not saying. If you get embroiled in a war like that, where there's no end point, that's why it went on and on, it's going to be messy to get out no matter what. That's why you don't start them in the first place just for political purposes, which is what happened with both the Afghanistan and Iraqi wars.
And Dr. Craig, what many Americans wanted to see was, us getting out of there. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Ocano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Thank you.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon. Daytime highs approaching 85. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 61. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 81. Mid-70s, Friday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 70s, mainly sunny skies and calm. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. I love having Dr. Craig on. Let's go to Mark from Racine. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you for the call. You say what, sir?
Hi, guys. One thing that the caller before that was talking about, the pullout from Afghanistan, that they don't mention a lot of the times. They do the same thing with Benghazi. They went ballistic over Benghazi. We have a remote outpost in the middle of nowhere in the world. And they forget conveniently that there were three embassies attacked during the George Bush administration where there was loss of life. Now, there was no ambassador killed on any of those three attacks on our embassies, but they happened. But people looked at it at that time as like, okay, a couple of people died in remote areas of the world. It's a dangerous world. That happens. It's like they conveniently forget, we're pulling out of Afghanistan. One life lost is terrible. It's a tragedy. But we were losing people over there 5 in a week, 12 in a week, 7 in a month, so to lose 13 on a pullout of that magnitude, while horrible, and maybe could have been avoided, I don't know. Maybe it could have been done better. There's some things that, the other airport closing early supposedly was a mistake. But you can't always know in advance these things. They don't just come up. The other thing they point out a lot of times to the Republicans is leaving behind people. Well, they conveniently leave out that months and months before the pullout, people were told, hey, you need to get out of here. And they didn't want to leave. There were people right before planes were going to leave who changed their minds three times in one day.
Because their business that they had established.
So did we get everybody out of there? Maybe not. But we got a lot of people out of there. And some people hemmed and hawed, and they didn't want to leave their families behind. They didn't want to leave their businesses behind, and they waited too long. And that's on them. But I will say one thing, though, with the Hunter Biden thing. There's no doubt in my mind, and I'm a staunch Democrat. I'll vote for Biden. I vote Democrat. But the guy was using his father's name. He's using the brand to leverage his dad. Now, there may not have been anything that can be looked at as criminal, but it does add to the general feeling of the public when we see Hunter Biden. We see Clarence Thomas, a Supreme Court justice, taking trips and things like that. We see Jared Kushner taking a $2 billion deal after he leaves the office. So it's just rampant.
Hey, Mark, I got you, man. Thank you very much for the call. We're running out of time. Dr. Craig?
I think the caller reflected the difference between normal politics, where people have positions, but they're willing to honestly talk about facts, and what we're seeing from the right now and from the right-wing callers and the base with Donald Trump. He talked about the complexity of Afghanistan, right, and how hard it was. I do think, I will say, and I'll say it again, that would be a fair political thing to consider in his reelection, that that even though it was very hard, I think the caller's point is very important, that it was not well handled by Biden, but it should be balanced against really one of the most successful economic performances of a president in American history. Now, the right will deny that fact. That's the problem. It's not objectively the case when you look at the numbers and you look at how the recession has been avoided so far, and we still have near record low unemployment and ongoing growth. But we can't have that discussion of the facts, because on the right's position, any fact that's not with them, they just ignore, right? So it was just stunning. I want to go back to Hunter Biden. I agree with the last caller. I'm not endorsing Hunter Biden, vouching for him. I don't know what he did. He's only been he was pleading to tax charges, so not other crimes so far. Doesn't mean he didn't commit them. They have nothing to do with President Biden unless there is a legitimate connection and it's shown Biden committed crimes or improprieties, and they don't have the goods. And what was shocking when Devin Archer, the person CJ was talking about, finally was brought in the hearing, he didn't confirm their claims. He said he had no knowledge of Joe Biden having anything to do with it. And then they came out in their press conferences and asserted that this hearing had proven their case. It's like, no matter what the facts are, we're going to stick to our story. How do you can't have a discussion? And that's also the breakdown of democracy. The whole country is founded on the idea that people with very different views and values can come together, have a pluralistic democracy where no one dominates, and you find common ground and you find the common good, and there's a winner and loser in the debate, and we move on. And the way to address that is to win elections, right? Or to persuade people logically. It is not to simply end the mechanisms of democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, the only thing they have is to always change the subject. And that's what CJ does, and that's what conservatives do everywhere. We're talking about one thing, but they'll bring up something completely different. And somehow we're supposed to understand that from their perspective. You know, let's have the dialogue. And we don't change the subject. They do. Dr. Craig, time flies when we're having fun, but it's always good to have you on, my friend.
Great to be with you as always, Earl.
All right. We will see you again next Wednesday. Got to go. Thank you, Calvin. Thank everybody who made the show go. And thank you, Elton John.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media app.